Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Oh, hello, everyone. I'm Molly Wood.
And I'm Tom Merritt.
And welcome to It's a Thing, the weekly podcast supported by you, where we have an excuse to just talk about things that we couldn't help but notice in our traversings of commerce and the internet and Twitter and things of this nature.
Yes, when venturing and sallying and all of those things that we do when we go forth.
We sallied.
Yeah.
We went. We came. We shopped. We made a thing out of it.
I actually leave the house, I don't know, a couple times a week.
It really has become this ongoing joke that we never leave the house, and I think we're sort of overselling it, just so you guys know.
Yeah, I leave the house every day with the dogs for a walk.
Yeah.
At least.
We go on really long walks, and I listen to podcasts, and in those podcasts, I sometimes hear about things.
Yeah, same here.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Also, I have to buy my kid clothes, and then I find out about things. Yep, yep.
And then you send your child into the world who comes back with news of the world.
Thank God for him, because I actually, I'm being really honest, I mean, I practically never leave that. And I go like the same four places, or I go totally out of town to a new state or country. It's always there's no middle ground, really.
That's the beauty of the internet, though. We can still keep our fingers on the pulse of the world.
That's right.
And this is a holiday episode for the United Statesans, for the Usans in the audience. Congratulations on the independence of our country. Yay!
I hope you're in a good place with respect to the state of our nation
at
this time. And I hope you had a lovely barbecue.
Yay!
As we record this, or as you are hearing this, I am traversing the forests of Montana. Hopefully there's no snow.
Yeah.
Wish me luck.
The snow stopped in July.
It is not a guarantee. It is not a guarantee.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, text me when you're back. Won't you?
Definitely will.
Okay,
yes.
Good.
Yeah. But anyway, we're coming to you from the future. So if a thing has swelled into like the world's biggest thing, that's what she said. We're sorry we missed it. It's because we're on vacation.
I hope we're putting a smile on your face. And that leads me to my first thing, which is it just me? Are they laughing at me? Is it a selection bias? Or are service people being taught to smile more? Because
this is a thing in your life?
I mean, down in LA, maybe it's an LA thing, but I've started to notice, like at Ralph's grocery store particularly, I also noticed it at Disneyland, people who are like, you know, just doing the normal, like straight face, not frowny, not mean or upset, just straight face customer service. And then look up, smile. Thank you. And I'm like, that's trained. They trained you to do that. That was not natural.
Well, okay. I am going to say that Disneyland,
they smile all the time, but I caught a woman not smiling. And then like she realized it and boom, that thing turned on. Yeah.
I see. It turned on. She was like,
click.
I mean, I hope that's the case. I will say. We have like sort of an ongoing joke about Oakland customer service. Like it's not a like friendly town kind of anywhere you go. So I hope that smiling is happening. I'm always like, oh, that person was so nice. That made my whole day.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's the norm for me. That's what I'm used to. But lately I'm asking those of you in the industry, tell me if this is a thing. Is it a thing to be like, oh, you know what? You can just kind of dissolve a lot of your customer service problems by just faking a smile, because it really does work. Like if somebody smiles at you, you're much less likely to get, you know, a little bent out of shape out of this or that or whatever, right? Like, wait, that's not a big enough bag for me. Like it could be something where they're training people like just smile and your customers will be nicer to you. And then people try it and they're like, oh wow, it actually works. All right, cool. I'm gonna keep doing that.
I could see, and I definitely want to know from our audience if you think it's a thing, but it makes a lot of sense to me given the sort of dire state of retail,
mm-hmm.
that customer service and sort of that personable approach would be something that you would deliberately try to push.
And that's an easy one, right?
Come into stores, and that's really easy. Yeah.
There's no, like, you don't have to say a thing or remember a thing or learn how to respond. It's like, just smile. Just put the smile on.
Yeah. Okay. I like it. And please tell us. And mm-hmm. I really yeah. hope it's a thing. And that's funny because.
Listen,
yeah,
I know there's like a half dozen or more of you out there that are like, no, it's not a thing, right? I've never seen it. Blah, 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 blah. We get that. I'm just wondering if you're in the know, is there like, oh, yeah, no, we try to do that now.
Yeah. Are you in retail and they're like, look, the literal only thing that we have going for us at this point is friendly human interaction.
West Bay Stars says a smile from service workers in Japan has always been the norm. One of the things I love about Japan. But one of my local 7-Elevens has a girl who always looks grumpy and it stands out a lot.
Oh, that's hilarious.
That's great.
Well, I mean, remember
great,
when the
that's funny.
Remember when the Olympics were in Russia?
Mm.
So apparently a big initiative in Moscow and all throughout Russia when the Olympics were coming to town was teaching service people to smile. Because it is not done.
It's just not a thing there. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, Russians don't BS you, right? They're like, we're not going to smile at you if we're not friends. And so it's a very frowny.
it's
a very frowny culture. And they had to go around saying, like, listen, a bunch of Americans and people from around the world are going to come and you're going to have to smile at them. And all these Russians
Americans,
were like, what?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Why do I have to?
I'm inventing a story here, but I could see that working and somebody who was part of that effort taking that lesson to their home corporation or consulting with another company and saying, well, you know what we did at the Russian Olympics, blah, 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 blah. And then that starts to be like a corporate training talent, you know.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
That would be amazing. That's super funny because my first thing is also in a roundabout way is related because it is also about sort of the death, but possibly revival of retail.
Mm.
This is half observation and half prediction. I think the Gap is a thing again. And if they would embrace the reasons that they're a thing again, they could become an even bigger thing.
Okay, then that's interesting because I have noticed that the Gap stores do seem to be thriving a little more in the malls and places that I've seen them. I'm like, oh, usually these things are empty. There seems to be people going in there. But why is it?
Well, I think it's two things. One, the death of retail is great for all of us. Like, I've gone to the Gap 10 times in the past like 6 weeks because the prices are unbelievable.
Because they have to compete. All right.
The whole thing is on sale. They're basically just like giving clothes away. I mean, they're like, take this. I don't know. We'll pile on one of those things.
That
like
a banana too, interestingly enough.
Yes, exactly. And so part of it could be a bad sign. So mm-hmm. like if I'm wrong, it's because the Gap is going
to
be out of business
race
in like
to the
3 weeks.
Bottom kind of thing. Yeah. Okay.
But if I'm right, the Gap has an opportunity because they're selling like the logo wear is sort of back. And I know that I bring up the 90s revival every time.
But it's the thing. That's why.
And the Gap could capitalize on that big time. Like if they went full 90s revival with the logo wear started selling fedoras and like having little clinics on how to peg your jeans, like they could be huge.
Just get Brie Larson to show up and do in-stores.
Yes. Dude, oh my God.
It's huge.
They should do that. Yeah. They should. I mean, dear The Gap, you don't have to pay us for these ideas, but you probably should.
But, you know, if you feel like it, it'd be great.
Yeah. And every time I'm in there and it's just like hopping, I'm like, well, it's probably because everything is on sale and it's so cheap.
Right.
But like my son wants to go there now. And he bought a big old oversized sweatshirt that says Gap on it. And I was like,
oh, man.
This is how they come back.
The logo. Yeah. Bringing back the 90s revival logo where, I mean, Gap. How 90s is the Gap?
The Gap is everything 90s. Like this, they should just, and I hope that they are leaning in because I have noticed a little more logo where they're talking about maybe spinning off Old Navy because they think Old Navy is the really successful one. But to me, that just gives them a chance to like double down on the 90s nostalgia of the Gap brand and just crush it.
Such a good spot. Good spot.
Mm-hmm. Loving it. I can't believe how cheap those clothes are right now. So great.
I'm going to have to go to the Gap. I never go in. I always go to Banana or JCrew. I'm stuck in a rut. So I should go to the Gap.
Yeah. Well, there's one that I can walk to now since I never go anywhere.
Well, maybe I could bring back my own 90s era disdain for the Gap.
Hey, that's a good feeling right there.
Right.
That's a good feeling. Do it.
My other thing for this week is a meta trend. I am identifying that, yes, we have touched on this multiple times, mostly Molly, but it is now, I think it is soaring. This trend airplane has reached cruising altitude, and that is country music.
Yeah, absolutely. It's completely back, and it's amazing. Well, and it's back in a really cool way. And in fact, that's funny because I have had in the bullpen like a note to myself to sort of revisit the Yeehaw agenda. Uh-huh, like somebody tweeted, somebody's outfit at the Met Gala was totally cowboy, like black cowboy. And they were like, Yeehaw agenda all the way. And then do you know about Lil Miquela, which I just found out about? It's like a Instagram influencer account, but Lil Miquela is all digital. Mm. Like she's not real.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And but it's super influencey it's its own like fascinating thing. But it and brands are like, you know, they quote unquote dress digital Lil Miquela in their outfits. But so her post today was about the Yeehaw apocalypse is coming and she's wearing a Dior saddlebag and nice. These and like a cowboy hat and it's all the somehow the crossover, somehow Nas, I think, kicked it all off.
Well, yeah, because part of my, the thing that kind of ticked this in, over in my head was Lil Nas X, Old Town Road, just reaching meta heights. But also now he's got the Cardi B collab out, which is also hitting strong. And then right after that on my Apple's Today's Hits playlist, right? This is the one that has Justin Bieber and Taylor Swift and like whatever, Dua Lipa, whatever the hot new hits on the top charts are, Marshmello and Kane Brown doing a country song.
Oh my God.
Called One Thing Right.
Yeah.
And it was like all of a sudden in all this pop music, I get this country song and I'm like, okay, this is like country, country. And I ask my Echo, what is this? And it's like, oh, this is Marshmello with Kane Brown. I'm like, that's it. That's it. We've hit it. We've hit the cruising
altitude. We've hit it.
Yeah.
Wow. That is fascinating. So it's really like, it's not just country. It's like Yeehaw agenda country. I mean, it's like,
yeah.
Oh, that is amazing. Amazing.
Also, in my continuing comparison to the 70s culturally, but of the period we have now, country got a big boost. Like Dean Martin went country. Sammy Davis went country in the early 70s. So I feel like there's some parallel out there for that, too.
Maybe. That's super interesting. Also, I realized I said Nas instead of Lil Nas X. So thank you for saving me because, like, totally.
No, you didn't have to point it out. It's all good.
I would
call
like
him
to introduce
Lil Nas, I think, X the first
Lil Nas
time.
X.
So, you know, I'm not going to judge.
My second thing is just like, it's almost like perfunctory. It's like a requirement. It's a box that has to be checked because I can't believe that despite consuming it constantly myself and talking about it with all my friends and like laughing whenever I see it in a latte, that I haven't mentioned how much turmeric is a thing.
Oh, yeah. I take 2 turmeric pills every day.
I know, like I was taking the pills for a while and then I was buying the little spice things and then I bought this like $20 Republic of Tea stuff and then they've got the Golden Tonic Lattes now at Pete's. Like it's just, and I think actually, okay, if I'm fitting turmeric into the broader thing, it is the realization that we are having as a society and like medical understanding that inflammation is what is killing all of us.
Inflammation is definitely a correlative signal to so many illnesses, right? Like if you have inflammation, it is not good and it goes along with cancer and so many other situations.
Yeah. Arthritis,
and if you can bring your inflammation down, it seems to be correlative that it helps either ease or get rid of those diseases too.
Right. And so turmeric is really being marketed heavily as a powerful anti-inflammatory. And also when you put honey and milk in it, it's delicious.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, taking the pills is, if you do it with capsaicin, I think is what my doctor said, then that's really all you need to do. But it's so much more fun to take it with honey and milk, right?
It is. Absolutely. It's delicious. Yeah. I make the turmeric ginger tea and I put half and half and honey in there and it's like the best. And also, it's really embarrassing. But like prior to trying that, I didn't understand why like land of milk and honey was a thing that you would say. But once I put some honey in my milk, I was like, this is delicious.
By the way, Lakshada pointed out that capsaicin would probably cause more inflammation. I meant curcumin. Turmeric and curcumin is what I'm told.
Yes. Good save. But black pepper, you are supposed to take with turmeric because it helps you absorb it.
That's where I'm trying to go with all of this. Right. Okay.
That's the thing.
But yeah, but not hot chili peppers. That's not what I meant.
Chili peppers. No, not that. Good save.
Thank you for your understanding.
And before we get to your feedback, I'd like to introduce a new segment on our show, which I think has been an ongoing segment, let's be honest, but let's formalize it and give ourselves credit with a segment I'm calling Congratulations. Congratulations to Tom for spotting a trend that almost immediately showed up as a news story, like 3 days later, so much so that I had one of those are you listening to us kind of moments. And it was used clothing.
Damn.
And there was a story in Fast Company on June 26th, like less than a week after that show, I think, about how Madewell, Patagonia, and Eileen Fisher all want to either buy back your old clothes or they are buying them back and reselling them online.
Get on that train too, Gap. Buy some vintage Gap stuff and then resell it. My goodness.
Ooh, totally. Oh my God, that would be super. If they added in vintage?
Yeah.
Oh, God, we should really work for them. Yeah. I mean, I don't think I want to, but I kind of want to.
We should invoice them.
That's a really good idea. Also, I was very excited to discover the Patagonia used clothing site. Somebody just told me about it, which is how you know it's a thing, by the way. Like a few weeks ago, someone said, oh, do you know about Wornwear, which is like Patagonia's, you know, used clothing site? And I was like, what? No. And then you said it, and then sure enough, all these brands are either buying back
stuff
to recycle.
Like lasts too, and it's expensive. So if you can get it at a discount, it's probably almost as good as new in most cases.
Oh, totally. Yeah. And apparently they do the fix it. Because, you know, Patagonia, you can just send them your stuff and they'll fix it. And so it's fixed up. Yeah, it's really interesting. It's actually really funny because I just was at, I think I might have mentioned this already, but I was at this conference about the circular economy called Circularity. It's like sustainability. And the circular economy is kind of roughly this idea that like a product has a life cycle and a company should be involved in every part of that life cycle.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I like that.
So, yeah. And sometimes they call it cradle to cradle. And so it's sort of like if you make an iPhone, you know, how does your customer interact with the disposal? And do you consider that part of your customer service?
Right.
Because it's sort of like, yeah, I might love this, but like my AirPods, I might be mad when I'm at the end of the life and I don't know what to do with them. Like, do I throw them in the trash? Like, ugh.
Right, of course. No, you should have a recycling program like Apple does and so many other companies do. So
yeah. And so this idea that these companies are engaging with their own cast-offs is kind of part of this circular economy idea that it's just like a responsibility and a sustainability thing, and it makes it
that's really cool
better for the customer who doesn't know what to do about it with their stuff and half price Patagonia puffy coats. Woo-woo.
Boom. Boom. Rich, our producer, is very excited about starter jackets potentially coming back someday, so keep an eye out for that. I'll pull mine out of mothballs.
It's gonna be so good.
You know what? You know, I have a starter jacket in my closet right now, but you'll never guess what starter jacket I have.
Won't I? Look, I heard you just like the tapping of the pen in such delightful anticipation. St. Louis Blues?
Close, but no.
It's got to be baseball then.
It's baseball. You're right about that.
Yeah. So is it St. Louis baseball?
Yes, it is.
But it's not the current team.
Oh my God, it's not the Cardinals. No.
Yeah, it's not them.
It's the St. Louis Browns, the old baseball team.
Oh, wow.
As a starter jacket.
Damn, that is legit.
Yeah, it's deep. It's deep. It's a deep cut. So I have to wait for starter jackets to come back and then ironic starter jackets to come back.
You just got to start it.
Maybe I'll just do it. Bring it back from that direction.
Start rocking that jacket. I'm just happy that I got the town and the sport.
Yeah, good. That was good. That was really good. Middle-aged Mike, a.k.a. Gadget Chaser, says, I'm in Virginia Beach, Virginia for the week for work, and I stopped at a Starbucks. On my way out back to my car, I passed some guys sitting at the cafe tables. I heard one guy say, and I quote, he's a phenomenal pickleball player. He's an economics professor, for God's sake. That's the thing that makes you a good pickleball player. By then, I had gotten out of earshot, but it made me think of you two. Love your show and a proud patron.
Oh, my goodness. That's hilarious. Pickleball is the dang thing.
Yeah. Pickleball.
Sam from Canada says, I'm just prefacing with that. I might be able to shed some light on why hockey is so big in Tampa Bay and Florida in general. A lot of Canadian retirees go to Florida in the winter. We call them snowbirds, and they probably bring their love of hockey with them. Sam is not a snowbird, but that is amazing.
That makes perfect sense to me.
Yep. That makes perfect sense. That's hilarious.
Yeah. And then more Bob Ross love. Jess says the Bob Ross thing has been gathering steam for years, and libraries have been in on it for a while, hosting public painting events to help folks de-stress and nostalgia soak for an hour or so. There was a write-up in the American Libraries magazine last year that references programs that the Salt Lake City Public Library had been doing for more than a year at that point. So starting sometime in 2017, and she's got a link to the magazine article in there. Thank you, Jess.
Oh, my God. Amazing. So, yeah, apparently Bob Ross, as mentioned in the previous show, always been a thing. Ongoing thing. And then finally, this is just wonderful because it's like a delightful blast from the past.
Yeah.
RJ writes in and says, Veronica Belmont is a thing. Mm-hmm. You may remember Veronica Belmont from such podcasts as Buzz Out Loud and also the Daily Tech News Show. Oh, that's awesome. RJ writes, I was at a car dealership, Buick GMC, in case you're wondering, and they had a TV playing on a private stream like the type you might find at a bank, and the TV had ads for the dealership on the right side of the screen. The main portion was playing The Big Bang Theory. At first, the commercials in the main portion of the screen were information segments on GM vehicles, and then they started playing Tech Tips from Techzilla, hosted by Veronica Belmont. The copyright on the Revision 3 videos were 2013 and 2011. Yes, they are playing computer tips from 8 years ago. Fortunately, all the people in the waiting room had their faces buried in their cell phones.
Fortunately, my gosh. These things never die. Like, I'm sure you and I are on some CNET video in some waiting room somewhere, probably still.
I bet we are. Or like a Costco.
Yeah.
Oh, amazing.
Costco TV set. Yeah. That's awesome. I love that Veronica is still out there entertaining the troops.
I know.
Waiting for the car to be repaired.
Oh, that is outstanding. Thank you, everyone, for listening to It's a Thing. And thank you for all your awesome feedback. Keep it coming. Feedback at itsathing.me. You can congratulate us if you really want to.
Yes, please do. You can also email us your congratulations to feedback@itsathing.me.
And if you would like to become a supporter of the show directly, you can do that at patreon.com/itsathing. You'll get an ad-free RSS feed, bonus content, and access to our Discord where you can chat with us live during recordings. I know you want to. You could just do it for like $1 an episode.
That's all it takes. And that's one of the reasons we're able to do this pre-records for the holidays and stuff. So keep it coming.
Keep it coming.
Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.